course, I understand that almost all prophets, they came with their own religion. Okay. And as Ahmadis, we believe that Islam is the last religion chosen by God for mankind. And this religion was revealed to Hazrat Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is it that God do not make people to easily accept Islam? Instead, they are still observing the old religions. And are these religions accepted by the Almighty Allah?
Tell me, the religions before Islam, were they right or wrong?
Yes. Whether they are still accepted.
Did it happen in every case that when truth appeared, everybody accepted it? What happened to the people of Noah? To those of Lot, to those of Abraham and the followers of Azar and so on, the people of Pharaoh. Go back into the history of religion up to the time of Adam, and you will see the same thing repeated all over again. In this way, the history does repeat itself, that Allah does not force the people to change their faith. Always creates opportunities. It's up to the people to accept or not to accept. The Holy Quran is very clear. La ikraha fid din. There is no coercion, no compulsion in religion. Whoever chooses to follow the guidance of truth, it's up to him. Whoever chooses to reject, it is up to him. Both will bear the consequences, suffer from the consequences or enjoy the consequences of what they do. So it's a free choice. If there were no free choice, then what sort of world that would be? Why to create Adam at all? Angels did not have a free choice and they obeyed God in everything. So why to create mankind at all? Because that would be all, in claiming to have a new species added to a new type of life added to the previous list, God would be repeating the creation of angels on earth. It will lose all its purpose, all its charm, all its romance. You know? Man is a very attractive animal, isn't it? Despite his follies and shortcomings, still it's a very, very brilliant thing. And it's progressing all the time, at the same time. Many times it returns to guidance and truth with wonderful consequences and results. And many times it goes astray to its own detriment in the end. So let this game go on. Right? Freely. I like freedom of choice. Don't you? Uh-huh.